Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
commend all of those people that are doing the work of God and keeping things as they are, as well as they are, in 2021. I've been here for many years, almost 100, about 12 years off of being 100 years. But I tell you, I've seen people all at 50 doing something one way or the other, and at least 75% in some situations and 50% in others and 25% in the others righteous. I would wish that it was a whole thing, that all had came together under one God in the United States of America. That's what it's called, the United States of America. But we have seen that it has not been completely united. It's just that a fragment of united people. Some of them are united in body, but not in spirit. And so I just wanted to say that we can go back to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, that is my logo. When my people that are called by my name, I say everybody that's calling upon the name of the Lord, so they know that they are not really believing that God is the God we are talking about. Because if thou can believe, all things are possible. But I see us not believing. I see us trying to pray on God, or pray on the Holy Spirit, or pray on the angelic force, or pray on those who are extraterrestrial beings that come to visit us and warn us and give us notice of things. I see all of that. But I see the man that God has chosen as being the man that he needed and wanted to go forth in this world. I see that man has left his first love and has turned his back home, that spirit God. He is more concerned in the cardinal parts, or the carnal parts, rather, of this world, in the cardinal parts of the United States. And so every now and then it just does us good to bring this point out. We have mega churches. We have mega church. We have mega fraternities in the cardinal parts of the United States. We have mega people who say that they believe in the Holy Ghost or believe in God in the cardinal parts of the United States. But yet the United States is suffering. It's leading. It's really lagging behind and leading on degradation. They think it's something that supports them, but this is leading on the dollar, the currency that has been put in and made up as a security bargaining piece for the people of the United States and the capitalistic society. But you know, we're praying, the preachers are praying, the teachers are praying, the congressmen are praying. Everybody's praying, they say. But everybody is believing in a carnal leader, not a spiritual leader. And I know that this is something. I'm a bishop. I've got a doctor's degree in divine science and theology. But these things don't mean nothing unless you understand what they're supposed to be about. It's not about scripture reading. It's not about going to a meeting place and saying that it's church. It's not about that. First of all, you ought to know that the church is a body of baptized believers in the Christ, principle, and doctrine. That's what the church is. And this was brought about by personality many years ago. And he said, upon this rock I'll build my church according to the scripture. He said that. Now, if that was said as he built his church according to the scripture, all through the Bible, this same personality is saying that I am love. I am humility. I am your friend. I am your brother. I am or whatever you need to keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me. Then you notice I said I am a few times there, and that I am really captivates any person that wants to go further in the realm of the Lord, and as he told Moses back in that day when he was trying to send Moses back down into Egypt land. What I'm trying to cap off is that since you have been in this way of spiritual church, spiritual brotherhood, spiritual friendship, or whatever, for at least 10 years, they ought to be different than they are with a person who has never met or known about these things. I don't see it happen. I see this strong man still limping, not being able to get the weak man to come up to where he should be. I hear the scripture said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I think I see the leadership today trying to draw all men or all women or everybody unto themselves and not unto a spiritual understanding of God. The reason I say that is because in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and 14th verse, it says that if you keep certain criteria that the Spirit is putting out here, if you keep it, if you pray, if you forget those things that you have made for yourself, if you forget all of that, and then do it my way, and then at the end it says, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And then my question is, as you look around today, can you see the land healed? No. But we keep right on talking as if it is. It's not healed. In fact, it's ran by people that call themselves landlords. We would call them landlords. Maybe they don't call themselves landlords. Maybe they call themselves the kings, the queens, or whatever. Their governors, their mayors, their presidents, or whatever. So, and as that, they kind of think that they have the right to control our lives. We vote them into office, and they tell us what to do. Now, if you're not seeing that, you need to pull those blinders off, those dark glasses that you're wearing off, and pull that hearing aid out and get you some reliable on the side, but you're losing because it's as plain as a nose on your face that we are not walking a godly way in the United States of America. Now, this is a kind of a holiday, and I know that everybody's having a good time today and then tomorrow and visiting the graves, cemeteries, and all the past memories of their loved ones or whatever. But I need to take time and think about what I'm saying. I don't care how good it feels, and you sitting up in some place in what you call a church. I need to actually, it is a shrine, it's a ecclesia. It is called ecclesia, or a shrine. And those names are given to these places by people who live in those areas, and that's all the way back to Mesopotamia and the god of Brahma. And Brahma was god back in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia, by the way, happens to be a almost predominantly dark country. Now it is mixed now, but in those days, back in the day, it was almost predominantly a dark country. So was Phoenicia, and so was Chaldea, and so was the Nubian country, Ethiopia, etc. And so, but as time evolved by the way of God, by the will of God, it changed. But people could come, kind of like in Mecca, where they go to Mecca once a year. And we definitely tried to make a pilgrimage to Mecca. Now, why Mecca? Why isn't the whole United States a place like Mecca? Not the Vatican City, but to Mecca. Why make this pilgrimage? To come just feel so good being together, everybody being together. They don't see color. They don't see a black man, a brown man, a Native man, an Asian man, a German man. They whoever comes in, that they brother. It's spirit. There is no color in spirit. And so these are the kind of things I'm pointing out. You sitting up and you're enjoying yourself, but you're only enjoying yourself because you think I'm with my Satan criteria of people. I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, I'm Catholic, I'm whatever. And living in the one world. There is no just one man. Jesus said in one occasion in the scripture, my Father and I are one. As I said, I am. So my Father and I are one. I don't work different from him. It doesn't work different from me. It works the same for everybody. And so once we learn that, then we can overcome some of these things that we're going through. Family is now asking the question, they stop, let's slow it down. We done got that COVID question, quiet it down a little bit. Let's try to find out where it really comes from. I mean, you should have started that almost a year and a half ago. Well, it's when it first come out. Let's find out where is this stuff coming from, because I might be moving in the wrong direction. We go around like a dog looking for his tail and keep meeting the same kind of thing. This is why you need to have people coming in, taking the second shot, taking the first shot, or whatever, however. So this is why, because you are not talking about God. You're thinking about how we like. Preach as you wish. Sell as many CDs, DVDs, MPs, Vs, whatever, as you want to. You're not going to find the answer in those things. You're going to find the answer in working and serving and sacrificing with each other. You're going to find the answer in having a plan laid out for the people you have put in front of you, the mayor, the governor, the president, the vice president, and give them those proposals to work with, because you're the people, the GOP. You're the GOP. And so the GOP really needs to govern other people. So those are the people that make decisions as to where you want to go. You don't wait for somebody else to make decisions for you, and you put them in there to be your spokesperson, and you make it them be the spokesperson for you to come back and say, I think we ought to do this. I think we ought to do that. I think it's what we do. I think we should take the vaccine. I think, don't wait for somebody to do it. You go to God. In all of our ways, not some of that way. If you don't believe the scripture, if you don't believe the Bible, you got to believe it all the way. You can't believe it. You can't play around with it like, I got a beautiful woman wearing on a towel. That's good for me. You can't do it like Ray Charles in his song, But I Got a Woman. You can't do that. You have to believe it, that it is the Spirit of God, and it's with you all the time. And so if I'm going to need something, I'm going to have to go to that Spirit of God. Not after Biden, not to Trump, not to Sister Harris, not to your mayor, not to your governor. Please, yeah, I'm the governor of this state, and I make some laws, and we're going to change some things. You're going to go, baby, when the deal go down, you going down. If you don't believe it, ask the people in Mississippi, but that's one, but ask the people in Pompeii 1. And 1,000 years after that first casting down, the second Pompeii was cast down. By the same reason, by the same natural order, it was cast down. Think about it. And you think, well, it won't happen with us, because we ain't got no volcanoes and stuff whatever it is, that volcano was named. So we don't have that. So why should I worry about that? Because you have other volcanoes. You have other earthquakes. You have other storms. You have other tornadoes. You have other tsunamis. You have other ways of nature destroying you. Don't act like you're so big and brave that you don't got nothing. You got nothing. You got nothing. I don't care how big you are. I don't care what title you hold. You have nothing. You don't have put things that nature can bring upon you But to get to a church and not really destroy you, if God wanted to destroy it, all he had to do was just cut the wind out, cut the breath, that there's no air circulating at all in the United States. And everybody would drop like flies all over the United States. Because God is blessed. So he don't have to go through all this thing in order to get you to do it, but he does it in order to get your attention. And we go our way. You know, we've been in bondage. The Negro has been in bondage for over 400 years in this country that we call the United States. They used the free. They brought us here as servants. They put in their constitution that we were Sudan. S-U-D-R-A-N. And in that Brahm religion, that is called a person that is a slave forever to everybody else. Now, you know, that God. That, what kind of God is that? What kind of heaven would that be? Making one person be a slave to everybody else and everybody else be free. Yeah. There's so many things that you don't know in your reading of the Bible, in your defining things. And I don't know if you define them or not. You just state things. But that we need to go back and define a lot of things. Like, in Malachi, you got that from somebody else. I think the person that had rule over you in 1793 when the Negro Bush started having children, was allowed to have children. I think you go back all the way to that, and you find yourself being under the section of Caucasian type of teaching and Caucasian type of worship. So when we look at that, and since the spirit world, we're going to find that ourselves being on the bottom wrong and sometimes not even thought of. If you've listened at social media, or if you're listening at the radio or TV, whatever you're listening at to get your news from all over the world, you'll find them not hardly ever saying anything about the bottom class of people. You hear them say, well, you know, the middle class people, but the middle class, and I keep waiting to hear what the next class is going to be. And he never said anything. Because that to them, there's only two classes, the upper class and the middle class. But you know that's wrong, because you got a class down there that's in such poverty that some of the people in this class don't receive $1,000 a month. Income. That's less than $12,000 a year. And then they're talking about the poverty level is cut off at 40 plus. I mean, that those people at the bottom class were getting $40,000 a year, you wouldn't have no drive-by shooting, no carjacking, no raping and robbing and stuff like that. No, because those people could afford to hire their own special people to protect them. But when you get less than $1,000 a month, that right there builds your whole criminal attitude. Now you got people in the middle class and the upper class who are preying on those people in the bottom class in order to sustain themselves. Now, let's look at that. That isn't the book for the dream. I don't know how long you've been going on. I'm just doing something like that so you can get it and build a vision on that. That's all. I don't need no pity. In fact, if the people started chewing you out about it, you tell them that Mustafa told you that. And then ask for the college to give you my name so you can chew me out personally if you want to and give you my number. So, but this is so true, you know. It's so real, I feel like I can heal. But I know that God is given to God in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and the 14th verse. Now, that's more reading than that 7th chapter and the 14th verse, but that 15th through 22nd verse, it has a lot of stuff to say after that. But I want to just let you put the magnifying glass on 7:14. It's like bad 714. It's like a dragnet. With Jack Whale back in the day. So, for all these things, we need to turn the clock back, look at it, see how we live. in the 1940s when there was a war going on and you had hardly nothing. They had to sacrifice, they put into the war so that the people of the war could secure you from being taken over as a country. Now, I don't know if we would have been, as people, Negroes, a bad, or worse, or better, because if that happened, all we were allowed to do was stay the same. So I want you also to look at what I'm talking about. What they talked about in the 1940s, and I'm going to bring you all the way up to 2021. In the 1940s, the Negro was being taken from the family, if he was not a person that was not checked, to say. They left him at home. They left him at home. But those few that was left at home were almost usually, the men were usually, if you were a person that was disqualified for going to the service, you weren't hardly much good for doing anything at home. You couldn't farm, you couldn't farm up. The children were trying to do the best they could, as best they could in those days. It had young ladies trying to do the same thing, but who were not drafted as soldiers. Some of them were drafted as wave and wax women army corps and the wave for the Navy, etc. So, and few blacks were put into that, but no, they were not given the same kind of commission as other ethnic groups of people with lighter skin. Lighter skin got the higher promotions. You can hardly find a Negro or Hispanic or Asian person like that getting a commission like a general, major general, brigadier general, lieutenant general, a general at large. And so that's hard. Captain, when you made captain, you had really made it to the top of your scope if you were a person of color. And so the only thing that showed racism all the way from 1940 to 2021. Now, we're talking at least 75, 80 years ago now. And so here we are in this time having the same kind of thing, but we've been praying, like your people say, for a mighty long time. You're praying today. You've been praying. In the last 2 or 3 years, all the sickness was coming on before the COVID hit. The problem was already there, but it had not been given a name until almost 2 years ago now. So, going on 2 years. So, we need to look at and find out why is it going the same way all the time, because the same people that took over as controlling it 400 years ago are controlling it today. You're looking at Kadir commemorating a black Wall Street segment of people that happened 100 years ago this year. And they only give two particular cities, but there were many more than that. They don't even mention North Carolina, South Carolina, or Virginia, or any of those places like that. That had pioneered and had was independently taking care of themselves. But they do, I think the ideology of them just saying the two, and those two that are broadly named are Tulsa, Oklahoma. Somebody's doing a movie type of thing on it right now. But the other one was in Eatonville, Florida. Can you understand a whole city? Something like the Magic City in Birmingham, Alabama, or the city of Chicago, Illinois. When you look at that, these are mass cities. But you have the same thing with the Negro until these people, I guess you could still call them people of that day. Maybe they were out of this world. Maybe they came from Mars or the moon or someplace and got a chance to live here and call themselves people like anybody else. But that's the only thing I know would take some dynamite and put it in plane, propped up the tight plane, and take it up in the air and drop it down on human beings to kill them, and you knew that. And this is in America. And we didn't see him say, Lord, help us. Oh, water down your prayer. Lord, oh my. Come on. They taught you to do that. It's a thing that you have got to be sincere with God and then make that call to the electric show right now, every day. Then I can keep myself strong enough to be able to walk in this world and not be worried about the next man shooting me down or killing me, and whether it's my own ethic or whether it's another ethic. But I keep my hand, and God's hand represents in this statement consciousness. To tell you that, if you ask me why I say that, if you use that study, if you already know. So I don't need to keep saying things that you already know, but if you don't know, then you need to ask what it is. Hand and land represent something that God had put there. Instead of saying the whole verse, he just used hand and land. That's Bible study. That's Bible reading. But you've got to read the whole thing and recite the whole thing every time you recite it. All you're doing is reciting. All you're doing is being a Bible toter and a scripture toter. So, you know, that doesn't do anything. You feel good about it because you say that, you do that, and you use those words. But how many times have you allowed those words to be as beneficial as what they were supposed to be? So, how I'm saying it don't have that sound like you get when your pastor's up there saying it. But then you leave and you go back home, and you go back to the same thing, and you do that every time you go there and come back home. You go there and come back home. You go through the same thing. I know that God didn't get it here, but I know he can. I know he will. Listen. The first time you call and ask, if you were credible, if you had kept all of it to master, if you had loved each other, if you had done all the things he told you to do in chapter 25 of Leviticus, it's talked about the Jubilee year. If you have beheld the Jubilee year, if you have beheld those 7 years when he told you you were supposed to have remembered up until the 49 years, and then on that 50th year, you would have celebrated a Jubilee. Some of you are not old enough to have celebrated a Jubilee in your lifetime because you are not 50 years old yet. Maybe you're just 49. But have you celebrated the Sabbath, which is the 7th year? It's not just the 7th day. It's the 7th year also. All of these things, Brother Pastor, Brother Pioneer, Brother Fraternity Leader, that you have missed, given to the people so that they would have bread for the journey. You did every year, you don't know that. So you can say, okay, when God comes, he goes, and God is not coming from any place. God is not coming from any place. You know why? Because God is in every place. So why would he need to come from someplace? It's just because you have been led wrong, you've been taught wrong. But when the Lord comes back again, come on, I'm not coming back again unless you're talking about that plantation, Lord, that used to being a Negro for as long as you have been a Negro. But spiritually, no. I said Jesus said in the story that's told about him in the Bible here, I'm going away, but I will not leave you comfortless. But if I do not go away, the comforter will not come. And if the comforter has changed and been with you all of this time, what are you talking about coming back? Who is it you talking about coming back? Well, Jesus was so weak when he was here that he got to come back and do it again to make sure you're strong enough this time. Come on. Well, just to hear that means that the people that put that in that book wanted to make that spirit God be weaker than they. That's why I said, you don't have to say, I want you to do is listen at me. Because you don't know. If you knew, then you would be doing. You would be doing. You know how easy it is for poor people that live in below the poverty level down there, and there's at least 1 million in each state. At least 1 million in each state. And that is what I said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hard. It's not what you think about it. Heart is H-E-A-R-T. That is in your body, a thing that pumps blood from one a particular part of the body to the other. To keep the air, though, to keep the oxygen in there, flowing in there, that your body drives. But now, that's not the heart is talking about.
Yeah.
But you got to find out what it is, because it is important. It is very important to know that. God knows your heart. Yes, he does. Tell him what that is. And if you were to operate on a man and try to find his spirit or find his mind, you will not find it. But it's in there. It is the physical part of your body. So what I'm just trying to give you some pointers to go on is that you look in the dictionary. Don't listen at me. It will stop. Go look at the dictionary. Look at the synonym finder. Look at the encyclopedia. Things that I'm saying and see what it says. That's the way you study the book called Bible, because the word Bible means something else. You look at it, it is plural for something else. And so then when you look at it, then you find out, oh, yeah, that's what he's talking about. But I don't want to talk about it to give you the definition, because you seem to already know because you don't ask no questions. But like I said, in the 1940s, they not only asked questions, they put it to work. They went to work. They did Genesis 1:26-28. They brought it under their subjection, or we did, since I was one of the people that lived back in those days, you see. When the war ended in 1945, I think that I was 12 or 13, 12 years old, believe it or not. And so, a person that is 12 years old, is a young boy, called him simple man. He's grown up there. So you learn so much. And you see how it is today when a young child comes along. I got some great grandchildren that 2 or 3 years old. And man, they can work at a Facebook type thing or the laptop or the tablet. They can work that thing so well. 4 or 3 years old. Now, can you imagine them being at 6 years old, at 9 years old, at 12 years old, you see? Now, as they evolve, and as they evolve, they learn more and more. As we evolve, we learn more and more. But we have not learned how to live together and love one another. You know, I just took a pen to be able to go over these things on a Sunday with you, maybe after you left church or before you went to church or whatever. I love those movies that they have that I can see on TV and people are talking. Some of them are doing great things, but they are not providing for their people in the way that should be provided. I don't care what the name is. And my favorite guy, Lord, if I don't care what that, they don't have a plan that says if we do this and one, we will control it. We will own it. We will own the oil industry. I understand oil because the oil industry is going out. It's more like being a field now for providing electric, you know, windmill type things. Those things are becoming more prevalent now because this oil, it had a good use, but it has a lot of stuff that's bad for the breathing, bad for man's liver. It's the same as coal. Coal has the same detrimental use as a use for warmth or use for doing things to make our lives better. They also make our lives worse by the way they throw off the fragments of their smell or the insidious type of thing that comes from that oil or from that coal. These are the things that people of the merchant fanfare can find themselves really getting over with because they can keep going up on it. Look at how many cars we have and look at how many times that people buying gas at service stations or buying oil to put into their cars and things. They have to have that. So in the merchant type thing, well, they have to have it and then you're providing the fire, the money, the wealth for that help. But what about your help? You see? So we are people that caught up again, just like the plantation, when we was on the plantation. We had to do those things so that the other man had. You got a little from it, but not like you should have got. So we ought to understand those kind of things. Now, it's bad that we as a people can't understand that 1 million people in each state living below the poverty level can't come together and save our way out of. That is salvation. Save our way out. Not pay dues, not buy our way, but save our way out of this dark and grim situation that we're in. It's bad. It's bad. And then you're not listening. You listen, but you really don't have an ear for listening at people talk about how to be saved and sanctified. I don't even know if some people that attend the worship service know what sanctified means, or sanctification means. Every now and then, I find myself feeling kind of remorse for how certain people are treating certain people. But then I understand, sometimes maybe here in the day, something that makes us do better.
Have been taught one way, and they've been brainwashed to that way, that when a person tells them the truth, and they say, no, it ain't, because they were taught this way. Well, that way ain't right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the reason True Word Outreach Ministry existed. Because if you tell the people the truth in the first place, they won't have to worry about anything. If they were taught the truth,
They're
not taught the truth.
Yeah.
If they were taught the truth, and I'm going to just prove my point, and then I'm going to shut up and let you go back.
Okay.
If they were taught the truth, you wouldn't have to close your eyes and raise your hand if you are not saved. Because the Bible say, if you be ashamed to profess me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father.
That's what they say.
If they were taught the truth, then you would not have them saying that.
That's right.
And I'm going to shut up and let you continue.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about, the truth. And the scripture says, for you to know the truth, those people that had rule over us and still have rule over us, if they are our president, if they are our governors, if they are our mayor, those are tough people like that. The president and the governors and the mayor. Now, those other people who fall under that, all of that, if they did the same thing, if they taught people the truth, then it would be much better than lying to them and then try to cover up for that lie. When they're caught up in it, when someone comes to them and says, I thought you were going to do this. Then you got to lie. When the judge is in the courtroom. The judge is in the courtroom. No, he lied when he was saying that, well, I see that the book said all of that. No. You're doing that because of the skin color.
I'm going to stop you one more time because the stop just came to my head.
Go ahead.
if they were taught the truth, then why is it they died and went to heaven? No, they did not. Because, not according to the Bible, because the Bible say the dead in Christ will rise first.
Yeah.
And how they going to rise if they're already in heaven?
All right.
I'm done. I'm shutting up for real. You can continue.
Somebody else.
But when you put your money together like that with the other million people and you're meeting
and having seminars, whatever you're having, just like the ball players have, they little things, and they go from place to place, and they do it. You do the same thing as men and women of God, because you learn how to play that game then. God is the power. God is the transformer, and you are just a conduit that runs down around to the community with, and the power of God runs through you as you're doing that. And the more you spread, the more he puts out, or it puts out. And so that's what we got to learn how to do. And so that church is just like the pyramids were back in the day. They carried the currency from one place to the other. You know, what station like that? Because in those days, those people used those as power stations. Now, if you want to do some studying with me, that's what I do. And you'll find out what I'm saying is exactly true. You wouldn't have to worry now about wondering where that COVID come from, because the minute the COVID came out, they said, that's Corona. And I said, oh, let's check it up. I had my people. I said, I said, go look it up. And then bring me that back, because I need to know about this, what I'm talking. And the main sources of Corona comes from around the moon and around the sun. Now, I know it didn't come from the sun, so it had to come from the moon with all of those missiles that were being shot up and all the meteorites that's falling down and explosions perhaps happened and pierced it. That belt that's around the moon that holding the Corona. And it comes into the Earth's atmosphere, and according to my reading and my study, yours too, if you look in there and find it, you'll find that when that dead hits the Earth's atmosphere, the gravitational pull, it turns to crystal light, real fine, totally particles, and gets in the air and defies all over the world. Now, it could not have come from a chemical lab and doing that unless a plane or something took it up in the air and bumped it down. Everybody, all of these people that make it. Millions of dollars a year in the salary and scientists and whatever. And their estimate of what's going on is not as good as mine. And I'm just going reading the Bible and reading the Bible dictionary and reading the encyclopedia. Isn't that strange? People dying by the million and you want to figure out, wonder where it really come from. Did it really come from China? They didn't say it come from China because Mr. Trump said it came from China. Bill Gibson, that should not
have no other time. And you allow this man to be your God.
You see? It's a
said
no other God as well, the Bible
or
the Trump
or
anybody else.
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you one more time, Bishop. Just one more. This is the last time I'm going to stop you. But... if it came from China, why can make no Chinaman sick? If it came from China.
Yeah.
Why can them people ain't dying? I realize people over in India are dying. But if it came from China, why ain't none of the Chinamans dead? It's all a gimmick to get you to take a vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how I lasted this long. All I took was a flu shot. Well, do you want... The COVID-19 shot as well? No, I do not. All I need is this. And my God.
60 seconds.
Okay.
They said, huh? But you have to take this because you're going to get this. I'm like, no, I'm not. Because I believe in God.
That's right. Come on.
I really don't need your flu shot, but I'm taking it.
Yeah.
When you got a song out, why would you have to take a vaccine or anything? When they got a song out, Jesus
dropped the bombs on them. That evil mind was so evil, it dropped bombs on human beings down on the ground. Dynamite bombs. In America, they don't talk too much about that because that don't look good, do it? That's worse than the Civil War. It dropped and allowed it. And then for 100 years, you have not done anything to say, we're going to check on that. That shouldn't have been. No, those people that did it is gone, but their ancestors are still living in the Soviet Union. Go back to that. That was a shameful thing your grandfather, your great-grandfather did. Very shameful. And some of them know that, because the fellas told them they knew that. They knew they did that. So it's like in your gene, they don't pay, you're going to get notice of it. You're going to get notice of it before you, because in your gene, that you are a woman. You get on the police force or whatever, I love everybody in there. And you go, why you shoot him? I thought he was finna, it's in your gene. You start, and you know, they say, you need to join the military. Y'all should have been in the military so you could go, and but you know they're gonna fight. Those people at least got guns, and you know they might shoot you, but these are people out here that you're trying to bring into justice, to bring around, turn their lives around. Your job is just that important. But yours not to you. You and for you, as you're concerned, he's a Negro. And I ain't gonna trust you. So I shoot. So they won't have to go take him to no trial. That's the way it seems. And one time that's the world, we got to retrain them. Don't you keep saying that. Oh, we got to retrain them, we got to train them. No. They train that person. They have this rifle range or whatever that they go to, and they have pop-up targets. And yeah, you don't see them shooting an old lady crossing the street or somebody with some gunfire or somebody that's sitting outside of the car. You don't see them doing that. Duty will not get on there because they will not hire you on there. They know you do that. But don't you get on there and you move to that rifle range or that gun range where you got nothing but a head up there and a torso. So you shooting at the heart or you shooting at the head. That's what you're hitting, the heart and the head. You ain't hitting nothing there. You ain't trying to try to stop them. You're trying to kill them. And I'm talking, this is going to every nation, every state in the United States, and every nation is the evil soul. You have to learn that if you're going to be on God's side, you got to be on God's side. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. And we know that this is not just something we said, this is something that is actually happening. So you got our boys and girls out there like that. You know, the young male boys, Negroes, are teaching the young lady girls how to drive and go around, pull up to the stop sign, and then you know you ain't finna turn right, so you shoot at the car, get ready. That's a car, park on the other side of the street. You got a gun on it that's cut in front of him and all this trying to go forward. That is not right. Oh, you're on the left side, you're going to make the left turn, you're in the turn lane, he's going to take off, you cut across in the front of him and go the other way. They need to be talked about. Not only talked about, if you got a camera, you got somebody else in the car, you need to start catching these things. See something, say something, do something. And that's what the man was saying, that late John Lewis was saying. You got to do something. You can't just take your head and say, ain't that bad. No, you got to make it don't happen. And so, men like people go, oh, aren't you afraid? I'm not afraid of anything except God, who can cheer both my soul and my body. That's what I'm afraid of. But that other man can shoot you only hit my body and shoot my body. He cannot take my life away. It is God that allows me to go away if I'm to go away. So I'm going to keep talking it as long as God allows me. But he don't want me to do it. He'll say, no, don't say nothing. Then I won't say nothing. But as long as you tell me to say something, we'll say something. And so, you know, that's where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. All these people know they ain't dumb. They know what's happening. If they went from hanging the Negro and just shoot him down legally by law, if you get to be on the law force, you can get a license to kill. You didn't kill a man and nothing. That brother told me that. One of my friends who got on the police force. And then there's about a month or two after he got on there, he said, I thought you died. Man, what's that? I thought you loved that job. He said, no, man. Too much power. I can kill a man and get away with it. He got off. And so, you see, this is the kind people said, hey, you don't do that. And that's what they call this as a compromise to us. And don't y'all don't say nothing. I let y'all get on here. And, but you don't see them killing nobody. You don't see no black police with an all-white neighborhood killing nobody. You don't see that. Huh?
Why?
They both have the same kind of authority. Huh? These policemen, I'm a police. But you don't see them assigning me to an all-white neighborhood, and I'm shooting down young white boys and girls, and that goes to court. You don't see that? Come on now, y'all ain't blind. Ray Charles can see through that. And be both dead and blind. So when we understand that, ladies and gentlemen, you got to come together. And the power of being able to do something is coming together. Tell everybody. Tell Brother Collins right there in Ohio. Listen. Brother Collins, we got to get together there because it ain't going to stop. I heard the man said, it ain't going to stop until you get together. But we all get together for the day of rejoicing that will be. That's the only time this message is going to stop. I remember some of you all remember the movie they had about Malcolm X. And Malcolm X went downtown to the police department and get the man out of jail and they go to your letter and give him up. But the father, they gave him up and then told him, well, yeah, you can go now. And the people wouldn't move. And the man kept trying to get him to move, but Malcolm wouldn't let him move. And then when he wanted him to let him move, he just pointed his finger at him. And the man said, that's too much power for one man.
Well, it wasn't one man. It was the whole man. The group. It was the three old people, the government of the people. They just needed his direction. They're quiet. When they want you to shut up, they threw their hands like that. They clap, fold their fist. You shut up. When they open it up and start moving their hands, you do it. And that's the same thing. You needed a director.
And that's what he said. Well, the leader has no vision, the people perish. If he's not a director, your people perish. I don't care what the name of your organization is. If you don't have one that is a director, the song, the music is not right. The bass is coming in where the alto should be, and the alto or the tenor should be where the soprano is, all that kind of stuff. And so it doesn't sound good, but when you got them all on order, when you got them running on it, it's a beautiful harmony. People love beautiful harmony. And so that's what we're trying to do right now on this program here. Well, you're not saying anything. They will believe it. There will come a time. Lord will make it come a time when you will cry out. And there won't be somebody there to say, this, you go this way or go that way, do this or do that. You just find yourself, you're just screaming and hollering and yelling, but ain't nothing happening, but you're just going down the drain because you refuse to follow God. You rather follow that way, which seems like. And he told you the end thereof was death. He gave you that much. You can understand that. But you shut a closed mouth. Somebody said that a closed mouth don't get fed. It's not only getting fed out of food, but spiritual food as well. There is no crazy, dumb question. Being crazy, dumb is not asking. And so once we learn that, then we're ready to move. I can't get into the equation that gives you the answer. You can get this. All you have to do is answer this. And somebody give you, say, well, look, this is the answer. And I know you had people that back in the day, they used to have it all the time. People said, you know, I'm going to give you the answer. And you study these answers when you go there. You're going to pass this test. And you went home and you studied, you know those answers very quickly. They put them in another order. You just learn them because you learn them in different orders because you know they're playing trick on you like that. But you knew that answer, that question, when you heard it begin. And you went in there and they started throwing them at you and you started answering and you got that job. It's the same way here. It's the Bible, the same thing. But you've got to study, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, to show yourself, not somebody else, a weapon unto God that need not be ashamed as you rightly divide the word of truth. They say, you can't do this, you can't change this, you can't do that. Then you're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong people. If you study something and something needs to be ashamed or rearranged or you arrange it and put it in its right proper order, then it clicks. Otherwise, it's not working for you. Why? Because you're just not in order. Everything needs to be done decent and in order. And you listen to somebody say,
no, 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 he said, I don't hear it. Now you're going to change the word of God. You're going to change the word.
You can't. You can't change the word of God. You have to make the word fit you. And go back to Genesis 1, 23 and 28. Do 26 to 28. And weigh it under your subjection. You have to get a way you can understand it. But the people cut you off when you say, oh, no, I've been in the church. I don't care how long you've been in that church idea. You are a wrong and two left shoe on correct feet. Now, if you put the shoes on correctly, if you decide you might have two left feet, then you got two left shoes, that's all right. But otherwise, if and you try to put them on, one of your feet, you're going to be comfortable with that. You see? And so this is what we're trying to get the people to understand. And if I told you that 1 million people could have your situation where you are in poverty normal, and all you got to do is S-A-V-E, save $20 a month, and you fail to do that, you ought to go home. You ought to starve to death. Because you put the food before you, you won't eat. You listen, oh, well, no, I didn't get that. That's because the plantation man that told you, no, don't drink no water but mine. Huh? Don't use nobody's house but mine. My house is always cold. So you just sit there and do the same thing he told you to do, and then when you die, he passes by and says, is it really dead? Yeah, it's okay. Well, here, this on his fuel. Who needs you to give him that on his fuel? He don't know that you're giving that. So these are the things that we have to cope with. We have to learn that when people like Brother Amos Collins in your state is saying something. I know all over that state there is more than 1 million people. I am not going to get off of that in that state that living below the poverty level and need to know what we're talking about. If they stay together as one, I don't care who started that organization in Ohio, I just want you to do it. If you did that, in a year's time, Ohio is going to be changed. Ohio is going to be different. Michigan is going to be different. Canada is going to be different. Wherever it is, this country, it's going to be different because you have learned how to acknowledge God in all your ways. That's what you would have done. Together. ATOAE-MENT. That's one. That woman, I had no color. You didn't hear me mention no skin color anyway. If you poor, and the next man is poor, or woman, so y'all get together, and that 1 million people kicked out of that whole state. There is probably 3 million people in the state. 1 million of them is below the poverty level. The 2 million people that's below the, above the poverty level ain't going to even notice you down there. They until you start tickling and breaking in their houses and carjacking them and stuff like that, they know. Then they complain. But they complain, and they made that situation. They call you to be there. But you can raise yourself about it. You can raise yourself about it by lifting up the nature of God, or the nature of Jesus, or the nature of the Holy Ghost. These natures you lift up. These natures you display. You start to display those kinds of nature, and nature love you back. Brother said, ain't no good loving somebody unless somebody loves you back. But if you love nature, nature will love you back. That's Teddy Pendergrass, I believe, and back in the day. So when we understand that and start doing that thing, that really was not pop recording. That was a recording that was information that needed us to help our salvation work. So when you learn that, oh, that preacher, he talks about the blues, man. I talk about him all day long if I can. If he's alive, I'm trying to change him. If he's not, I'm trying to bring out the point as to what he was trying to say, or she was trying to say, in her lifetime. That's what we have to do. Love ye one another as I have loved. I heard Jesus say, and I'm going to be widening this up. I heard Jesus say, but this cause came out into the world. Someone was asking him. He was about to go into one of these nightclubs or dead or whatever. And they said, you can't go in there. Ain't nothing there but wine. It was a glutton. So whatever, glutton. People that eat a lot of food and stuff like that. drinking and going on there, eating and drinking. And that, you can't go in there, though. That's the wrong place. And he looked at them and said, well, your ass ain't going there. He said, a well man don't need no doctor. It's a sick man that needs a doctor. I hope y'all are listening at what I'm saying here. He said, this is the call that I came into the world, that they might be saved. I'm trying to tell you this, that if you've got a million people in your city, and I know I don't put that if out, because you've got a million people in your city that live below the poverty level, that live below $1,000 a month, if you've got a million people in that doing that, and they came together and they saved $20 a month, that at the end of the year, that 1 million people is going to have $240 million, that they are the curators of, that they are the mentors of. They decide where that money is spent. Not a whole group of other people, city councilmen and all these kind of people coming together saying we ought to have a road here, and we need to put a bike path there, and we need to put a park over there, or we need to... You won't have that. You will decide what to go with that. And you keep your money saved, and you just use the interest to do what you need to do, and you have a big interest. Probably, if you're going to the so-called church house, and you're paying your tithes, and it's never done anything. Now, I'm not picking on no church house, but I'm looking at it. If you're doing it, then call in and tell them, tell that nuthead over there, just look at what I will look at what you're doing, and I'll talk about what you're doing. Catching our food basket. That's making them wake up. Now they decide, well, I don't have to go to work and do nothing because they're going to give me some food. No. You show them how, if you do this, you have to trick yourself, man, don't work, don't eat. But you don't tell them about that. I'm going to get something. I'm getting something. I'm going to make him wicked than what he already is. I'm going to give him some clothes, and I'm going to give him some food. I'm going to do that. You know, and you think you're doing the right thing. Well, you think more better. More black to give than you to see, but you got to show them what. I have seen people giving away food and clothing out in the park, and the park was nice before they came in there. And they had that. When they left there, all of them people that left, and they left that park looking like, I don't know what. Oh, man. Then somebody got to come clean up behind them. That ain't the way to do it. You got to get them all about yourself. Know that. I said, the Negroes, let me say this, like I said, I'm wide enough here. Negroes, know that. I don't care how run down the city is. If I look at it, I want to move into that city. I can prepare myself that I'm going to build my father wherever I am. And then I'm going to try to encourage the next brother next door to me on both sides to do the same thing because I don't want to live in the midst of a mud hole like that. And that's what's going to cause it to break. I'm going to say, oh, we was already going down. We moved in there. You did nothing to bring it up because it was going down. You let it roll on out. And then you want to move someplace up and do the same thing. I know how we are, but you don't want to. I want to talk about it because we're doing that. Before you moved in there, people weren't blocking the street and wasn't letting people by and throwing beer cans in the yard and won't take the garbage up and food bags down south the curb and everything. These kind of things wasn't happening before you moved in there, bro. Don't tell me that lie. Your family would not have moved in there if it was looking like that. So look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. You call these people to come in. You find you're going at 1 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, you shoot somebody, and then you don't want the police to come in there and stop it. Huh? When they come in there and stop it, you're going to try to do something. You're going to make the situation worse. You do that. If you had not done that, they wouldn't be in there. Think about what I'm saying. We call the people to come in, and then when they get in, they do something wrong. They would say, well, I didn't know you were going to do that. Well, you told them. You didn't control your own situation. There is no excuse. There's a reason to make that. But there is no excuse for you not being able to make your community be the best community in the world. There is no excuse for that. And you got more churches in our community than any other community in the United States. More! But these kind of things that happen, you would say, well, I don't know how that is. I'm tired of going places, and I don't have to ask where the Negroes live. If I keep driving, I'm gonna see it.
I don't need to see that.
I need to go with your friend. So I'm driving, I can't
tell. I got to ask
him. See it all over here, man. I love that. My heart beats faster than that. But when I can drive and I can see it, I want to just point out. When I crossed the railroad track into that area over here, I thought, I said, oh, man, I got to go back to the other side of the track. I got to go down on Hollow, past 125th Street, down there in Hollow. I got to, because I know where you live. So this is the kind of thing I'm trying to tell you. We all got them in all of our places that we go. If you got to live here in Chicago, Illinois, I can tell you in a minute where to go and where not to go, unless you want to be involved with that kind of thing. If you want to be involved with that kind of thing, then I can point you out to where to go to. I need to clean up a little bit on Rush Street, and the Magnificent Mile is a little bit better. Navy Pier is probably a place you can go because they will got it. Why? Because they ain't got it protected. All these places that you're going now, well, they know that it's going to be making money on any that they do down there, being commercial business in those areas. They don't have good protection. And so we can have the same thing. Praise the Lord, everybody. So we've been talking for a little while here. Brother Collins and myself, and I just tell you, I know that if you're not going to, the people that block radio are getting that information anyway. So they need to make sure this get out there, because it's going to, God is going to come back, and it's going to be you accountable that. Well, I didn't say that because it's going to hold you accountable. If you kept the information and you didn't pass it on with it, you good. You're going to be held accountable. You will be held accountable. Things are going to happen to you, and you wonder, why did it happen? Why did that happen? Because you did not do what God needed you to do. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, like I said, my time is simply leaving up in there for the sponsors to do what they need to do, but I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking to Brother Stan until it becomes real. Start a rumor that God is in the salvation business. I'm going to start a rumor that God is in the salvation business. That's my rumor for today. God is in the salvation business. Yeah. I'm going to take it uptown, and I'm going to spread the rumor all around. That's no Milton Campbell back there. I'm going to start a rumor. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord to the fullness thereof. Everything that is and they that dwell in it. May the peace of God be upon everybody on this radio station line, on this block radio line, in your home, wherever you might be. The peace of God be upon you. May you be blessed, and may you happiness never cease. In the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
That's the reason we're called.